Not too long ago, Christy and I had been discussing the desire for us to have a centerpiece in our home, a work of art that stops people in their tracks and causes them to stare and observe and to reflect and think. A piece of art that represents what we want to be the atmosphere of our home, a visual representation that reminds us of what our lives are to revolve around. This is not an idea that Christy and I came up with on our own. The idea of a centerpiece has been around for a long time. The church in which I grew up had a huge stained glass window that couldn't be missed when you walked in the door. And the window was three angels in worship. It was a statement piece. If you go to Prague in the Czech Republic, it is known as the City of 100 Spires. And one look across the landscape of the city reveals why it is known as such. Cathedrals and historical buildings alike have spires, or what we might call steeples, on top of them. And one such cathedral is St. Vitus Cathedral. Construction of that cathedral began in 926 under King Wenceslaus, and it wasn't completed until 1344. And for certain, the building was designed to cause your neck to crane way back until you see the spire. As you walk into the courtyard of St. Vitus Cathedral, everything about the landscape and architecture slowly draws your eyes upwards towards the spire, towards the heavens. But we can go back even further to trace the idea of centerpieces, back to the formation of Israel as she traveled in the wilderness, setting up their tabernacle on their stops. And in the center of the tabernacle, there resided the Ark of the Covenant. It was the centerpiece, and all of Israel would camp in very specific formation around the tabernacle, around the ark. The idea was that the tabernacle, being in the center of the encampment, the tabernacle which housed the Ark of the Covenant, would be a visual reminder, a living symbol that the worship of Yahweh was to be central to the life of Israel, the centerpiece of their lives. Everything was to revolve around God. This is worship, when God is the centerpiece of all of your life, when the honor and glory of God is the chief consideration in every aspect, every action, every decision. How much of your life needs to be reoriented in that direction? As you pray today, please remember Brian and Pam Reisner and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Hindi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout India and Nepal.